Hello, lovely listeners, and welcome to Zero Waste Imperfectly, the show that talks about all things zero waste with kids. I'm your host, Sheila, and I'm the owner of Life Essentials Refillery. We now have two locations, one in West Chapel and one in South Tampa. So I want to tell you a little story, because I don't know how you guys have, if you've ever faced a situation like this, but this is what happened. We have a small backyard, and we are trying to grow things back there. And so yesterday, we plucked some leaves from our kale plant and from our kale, and we got some peppers, we got a eggplant, and some basil, some longevity spinach, and I had it all in the kitchen, and I was washing it, and my kid looks at me, and she says, why don't we just buy the stuff in the bag? This is way too much work. And I'm thinking, where have I gone wrong? It's terrible. You spend all this time growing food organically, doing your best to make sure you're not using any chemicals that might hurt at anybody or anything, and that you have your pollinators happy and everything's great, and that you have this nutritionally dense food that you could support your family with. And then your kid looks at you and says, can we have the garbage that comes in the bag? Like, no, it's awful. It's terrible. And I remember when my kids were much smaller and we had Aunt Jemima syrup. And at that point, it was time for change, and I started buying real maple syrup. And one of my kids said the same thing. I don't want the real maple syrup. And so what we did is we looked at the label and we started reading through everything that was on the Aunt Jemima syrup and said, this is what, if you can't say it, we shouldn't be eating it. So finally they came around and they now eat real maple syrup. But now I'm stuck here. What do we do about growing stuff in our backyard? They loved it when they were little, but now that they're older and they see it actually takes a little bit of effort to prepare everything, to make sure everything's washed and clean, and then you massage your kale, you know, all those fun things that you take so much pride in when you've grown your own vegetables. You're like, woohoo, I did it. It's made it. There's no bugs in it. I got it. There's no wilt. There's no anything. My tomato didn't explode. My pepper has no worm in it. Everyone's happy. And then your kid says, uh-uh, it's too much work. Can't we get the stuff in bags? It's awful. So I would love to hear from you. I would love for you to share your stories about how your kids react to your homegrown products. Or they're not products, I guess I should say produce, your homegrown produce, and how that transition went from buying stuff at the grocery store to growing your stuff in the backyard. For instance, if you have chickens at home and they're used to seeing the eggs nice and clean in the package and you bring them in from outside and they are not clean, what do your kids say? Do they look at you and go, uh-uh, that's not happening? I would love to hear your stories. You can find me on all platforms at Life Essentials Refillery. Have a great day.